Hi, everybody. Cheryl Atkison here. Welcome to another edition of the Cheryl Atkison Podcast. Today, with the unprecedented moves to try to take Trump off ballots, the head of a super PAC for a Trump opponent, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., reacts. Tony Lyons is co-chair of American Values 2024. That's a super PAC backing Bobby Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for president. He's running, as you may know, as an independent, having left the Democrat Party. Tony Lyons is also, by the way, president and publisher of Skyhorse Publishing. He and Bobby Kennedy have been outspoken in the last few days against efforts to remove Trump from the ballots, as well as Democrat efforts to erase and censor Kennedy. Here's Tony Lyons.
We're recording this as we now know or have heard that Donald Trump is being pulled off the ballot in a second state, although I guess they've temporarily reinstated him in Colorado pending a higher decision. But what are some of your initial thoughts on all of this?
Yeah, so, you know, I thought it was really great that Bobby Kennedy came right out and said that taking a candidate off the ballot who is, you know, winning in most of the polls that come out now, he's the leading candidate. So in a democracy, to take the person off the ballot who is the leading candidate is the improper way to, you know, have a transition of power. So if the American public wants Donald Trump to be president, then he ought to be president. And the way to address any issues that the public has with him is for people to vote and be heard in that way. So we don't need to be protected from a candidate by, you know, this sort of anti-democratic set of forces that is gaining traction in this country, so that we have candidates who are subjected to hit pieces almost daily, who are kicked off platforms, who are censored, who are banned in all kinds of different ways, who are now kicked off the ballot. So all of these kinds of things, whether it's Bobby Kennedy or Donald Trump or Joe Biden, it's a direction that's obviously bad for democracy. And we should
Before we talk about what happened to Bobby Kennedy, if you don't mind talking a little bit more about the Trump thing, because in my experience, it seems to me that Kennedy has the ability that I think a lot of people have, you just don't hear much from, but that some Republicans and leaders and certainly Democrats don't have, to look at these issues with Donald Trump neutrally, because they dislike Trump so much, they're perfectly happy to have things happen to him that by neutral observations are pretty outrageous. I feel as though, you know, obviously nobody's been charged with insurrection, let alone convicted. And for an individual or a court to unilaterally determine without the opportunity of a defense that someone's committed this crime or treason when there's been no such determination just seems to me pretty outlandish. What are your thoughts about the idea that more people aren't stepping forward to stop the sort of thing that, if it were probably happening to somebody else, they might speak out about?
Yeah, it shows you that it's just a totally divided country and that people only care about democracy when they feel that their own candidate is threatened. So if, for example, states started taking Joe Biden off the ballot because they say, well, he engaged in treasonous acts by accepting money from foreign countries through his son. So not impossible that in the next 6 to 8 months, that sort of charge would gain traction, so that you could, in theory, have a situation where states that were controlled by Republicans take Joe Biden off the ballot and states that are controlled by Democrats take Donald Trump off the ballot. Clearly, that's not anything like what the founders had in mind, and not the kind of thing that should happen in a democracy, whether you like the person or not. So, you know, that's my general feeling, is that we're going down the rabbit hole here And it's a scary development, and it's not what's supposed to happen in this country. You know, Bobby Kennedy said, you know, if it happened in Iran or in Pakistan, you know, the entire, you know, news media in this country would come out and say, look at this, you know, fascism in other countries. Look at this assault on democracy. But when it happens here, people are silent.
This seems to be an extension of the censorship complex. And by that, I mean, you know, those who oppose Trump, and again, it's not just Democrats, it's certainly plenty of Republicans in there. Those who oppose Trump have taken unprecedented efforts, including people in the media, to censor somebody because they seem to be so afraid that when he is seen or heard, people will continue to support him. And they do. And so in light of the fact that they've done all they can to try to pull him off of the public stage and make him unpopular, yet he seems to be more popular than ever, this again seems to be a sort of a form of censorship. Don't even let the public see his name on the ballot and have the opportunity to vote for him. Don't give the public, the American public, the choice.
Yeah, and that's the same kind of thing that happens with Bobby Kennedy. You know, so it's sort of like people have to recognize that it's possible that everything that they've ever read about Bobby Kennedy might be a lie or might be a half-truth. And so what is supposed to happen in a democratic country is that you're supposed to be able to hear the actual person talk. And you're supposed to have, you know, if it's Biden, Trump, and Bobby Kennedy, you know, have the three of them on the stage and listen to their policies, to the programs that they would put in place, to the things that they would do for voters. And then voters get to decide whether they like one candidate or the other candidate. Not hear from third parties what these people really stand for. So you hear from people who love Biden that Donald Trump is a threat to democracy, that Bobby Kennedy is a conspiracy theorist. You know, all of these kinds of things are assaults on democracy. And, you know, I believe that if Bobby Kennedy gets on the stage with Trump and Biden, that people will kind of recognize that he's this man of character and integrity, who will really fight for the things that Americans want and need, fight for the middle class. And you see that sort of character when Bobby Kennedy stands up right away and defends the rights of an opponent of Donald Trump, because he knows that it's the right thing to do. And he knows that it's against all the principles of this country to start taking an opponent off the ballot.
And it's shocking that more people aren't standing up because they're perfectly happy to see this happen to Trump. So they're not standing up for what's constitutional, what's right. I can't tell you how many people I've spoken to who I say, what do you think about Trump? What do you think about Biden? What do you think about Kennedy? And otherwise, well-informed people, including journalist friends of mine, when I bring up Kennedy, will say, oh, I don't even consider him. He's a conspiracy theorist. He's anti-vaccine. It's incredible how the narrative, the propaganda, has taken such a hold so effectively. And these people have done no research or reading themselves on the topic, you know anything fair. They haven't listened to the true positions, and they fully fail to understand Bobby Kennedy's experience and research base and all that he has going behind him in terms of credibility when it comes to the issues he speaks to. He is probably, in my view, based on my reporting experience, a leading authority in the world on the topics he speaks about, unlike the ones who disparage him and know very little about these same topics. But it just seems to get lost because it's, you know, the propaganda has become so effective. What are your thoughts on his ability to, Kennedy's ability to break past that?
I mean, I think that one of the really promising things that you know, has been clear in the last couple of weeks is that, you know, there was one poll that showed that if the election only included people under 45 years old, Bobby Kennedy would win the election today, that he's leading both Biden and Trump in that age group. And so I think, you know, that the reason that's promising is that those are the people who have really seen him and heard him talk. And the reason for that is that those are the people who watch podcasts and, you know, alternative media shows versus the mainstream media, versus reading the, you know, Times and the Wall Street Journal and the Washington Post, and then, you know, watching primetime TV. So to the extent that Bobby is able to get on the national stage and talk directly to baby boomers, I think he'll be able to convince them that they've been lied to, that he really is this person of incredible integrity who's been fighting for things that they care about for the last 40 years. So he brought hundreds of lawsuits to protect people's rights, to, you know, hold government agencies sort of feet to the fire and make sure that they do their jobs, make sure that big corporations don't poison people or ruin the environment. I mean, this is exactly the kind of president that you would want. Somebody who, like I said before, is willing to stand up for the rights of even somebody who he disagrees with, somebody who's willing to fight for the middle class, somebody who's has principle and is willing to sort of be consistent and stand up for it. And at the same time, somebody who's open to new ideas. So when you look at Bobby Kennedy's views on the border, you know, he had views that were much more in line with Joe Biden's views before, but then he went to the border and he looked at this, you know, at what was going on there. And he interviewed people, he talked to people, he talked to people who he disagreed with, and he really learned something. And now he's, you know, had a total transformation there, where he really believes that that we need to shut down the border and get control of it. And so I think that that's something that when the American people see that there's a candidate out there who is open to kind of practical ways to look at problems, to take in people from all different points of view, analyze what they're saying, think it through, and come up with, you know, practical common sense ways to solve problems, that they're going to really love Bobby Kennedy, that they're going to find this genuine candidate who is.
And let me say that is, I think most often when we hear about politicians we know, we get the sense that they take a position for whatever reason, sometimes because that's where their funding is coming from. And then they set out to try to just cull the information so that they can prove what they want versus listening and learning. So that's an important quality, I think, what Kennedy has shown. And I would argue, maybe you're not a fan of Donald Trump, he has shown much the same pragmatic ability to listen and try different things rather than come in with a position that the party says he has to have and stick by that at all costs.
Much more after a short break.
Introducing Whipped Seafoam Body Butter by Sirenae Cosmetics. Hi, I'm Star, owner of the Lemonade Mermaid. Enriched with the nourishing powers of cocoa butter, mango butter, and shea butter, our body butter whisks you away to a world of deep hydration. Experience the essence of the sea with every application, as this whipped delight leaves your skin refreshed, replenished, and ready to conquer the day. Visit thelemonademermaid.com and make your skin sing with the magic of the sea.
Can you describe what the Democrat Party did to Kennedy, for those who don't know, which caused him to leave the party and become an independent?
Yeah, so the party was taking all kinds of actions that made it clear that they don't believe in democracy. That, you know, so they made a rule that if he campaigned in New Hampshire, that he would be penalized in Georgia or South Carolina, and they were setting up to do that in all kinds of other states. So they had just sort of made the decision that Joe Biden is their candidate. They don't care what voters think. They're willing to lie to the public. They're willing to cheat. They're willing to change all the rules. They don't care. So Bobby Kennedy, you know, when he left the party, was polling at 27%. So that's millions and millions of, you know, kind of free thinking Democrats who were being convinced by the things he was saying. And he was just getting started. So the idea now that the Democratic Party that used to be anti-war, that used to be for free speech, is and used to be for all kinds of things that they're clearly not for now, is so shut down that they're just not going to let any opposing candidate even, you know, get on the stage with the candidate that they've decided. So they don't believe in voting rights. They don't believe in free speech. They believe that they know what's good for the public and that that wasn't Bobby Kennedy. So they were willing to do anything to discredit him, to vilify him, to make up any kind of story. So, you know, one of the cases of that was Bobby Kennedy was going to testify in front of a congressional hearing on big tech censorship. And they came out with a statement that was signed by 104 Democratic congresspeople that said that Bobby Kennedy shouldn't be allowed to testify because he's an anti-Semite. So that was a totally made up story. He is nothing of the kind. It's just an absolute lie. But they were willing to sign it and they decided on it on very short notice. And it shows you how corrupt our government has become. And the same kind of thing has happened to Donald Trump. You know, that when the Biden laptop came out, you know, right before the election in 2020, you had 51 senior intelligence officials, most of them ex-officials, sign on to this statement saying that the laptop is fake, that it's a Russian disinformation scheme. So, but then many of them have now come out and said that they hadn't even seen it, that they were, you know, that they thought it probably was. But the truth is that they had decided that that the public needed to be protected from Donald Trump, or that's at least, you know, sort of what their narrative would probably be, that they're willing to take away all of our rights, to lie to us, to play political games of all kinds, to protect us from Donald Trump or Bobby Kennedy, because they have the answer. But what the public has to realize is that they're being treated like children, that they're being, you know, at very best, if it's not just total corruption for all kinds of terrible purposes, at very best, they're being treated like they need to be protected and like they're not smart enough to vote, and that we have no need for voting rights, we have no need for dialogue and debate in this country. We just need a very small number of powerful people to tell us what to do, what to think, what to read, what to put into our bodies. You know, they will be the experts and they'll decide it all for us. And clearly, I don't want that. I know you don't want that. And I don't think that the voting public wants that. So even if we make mistakes, you know, we want to live in a democracy, and we want to be able to choose our president, you know, in a free and fair way. And clearly, what's happening to Donald Trump and what's happened to Bobby Kennedy are nothing like that. They're an assault on democracy.
I believe it's a little bit of an altruistic interpretation to say that these power brokers are trying to protect us. I think they're trying to protect themselves. I think it's not about, you know, what they think is really good for us and that we can't decide ourselves because we're not smart enough. I think they believe, left to our own devices, we would decide the very things that would undercut their power, the money system that they've come up through, the way they, you know, control things and make money. So I don't think it's for our good, even if that's probably, you're right, what they would argue.
Right. Yeah, that's the best case, and the worst case view of it is that, you know, that these people who claim to be protecting us from insurrection, from dangerous ideas, from conspiracy theorists, are really the dangerous people, and that they're the people who are involved in this coup d'etat of the Constitution itself and of the future of mankind and of the, you know, basic freedoms that we all hold dear. So, you know, that I think is a real possibility. And
are you a Democrat, Tony?
You know, I was a Democrat in the past, and but I think that the Democratic Party has shifted so much that I would not call myself a Democrat now. That, like I said before, I don't think that the Democratic Party of 30 years ago has anything in common with the Democratic Party now.
Can you explain how Kennedy leaving the Democrat Party running as an independent impacts his race? Does this mean, I'm not a political analyst, does this mean that he no longer has to battle in a primary, so therefore he's absolutely going to be on the ballots in all the states, or what does he have to do to get on the ballots in the states?
Yeah, so there are going to be ballot access wars, you know, all around the country, whether it's people trying to take Donald Trump off the ballot, or, you know, the DNC hired this really powerful law firm to essentially try to keep Bobby Kennedy off the ballot in any state that they can keep him off the ballot on. And the spokesperson from that law firm was quoted in the Times about 3 weeks ago saying that that his firm had been funded to make sure that any third party or that any other candidate who was trying to get on the ballot followed the letter of the law. So basically what they mean, I mean, that's their nice version of it, that they want to make sure that the laws are followed. But what they really want to do is keep their opponents off the ballot. So the DNC, you know, when Bobby was running as a candidate, you know, tried everything they could do to keep him off the ballot, much like they, you know, fought Bernie Sanders and were able to kind of shut him down finally. But Bobby Kennedy is not Bernie Sanders. He's much tougher. He's a lawyer. He's been fighting these incredible battles against, you know, big corporations for decades. And so he wasn't just going to quit. He feels like this is this turning point in history, and he's going to do whatever he can to help in this battle for freedom and democracy in America. So the ballot access fights that are going to come up is that in each state, there are separate rules. And so we, as the PAC that's going to try to get him on the ballot in seven of the most complicated states, are going to follow all of those rules. So we're going to work with a team of lawyers to follow those rules to the letter, do all the things that we have to do in those states. And then we believe that in some states, the DNC lawyers will fight us and try to get Bobby kept off the ballot. And in other states, the RNC might. And we're going to just fight as hard as we have to make sure that he gets on the ballot in those states. And then the campaign itself, which we can't coordinate with, is going to fight in all other states to get on the ballot. So even though he doesn't have to engage in the primary process, it's not at all a sure thing that he gets on the ballot in all states. And I would say that any viewer, you know, whether they are for Donald Trump or for Joe Biden or for Bobby Kennedy, ought to really want to help and have a system and ensure people's rights to vote. So I think that voting rights are something that are under attack here, and that all of us ought to want to protect the voting rights. Like Bobby wants to protect Donald Trump's ballot access in the states where they're trying to kick him off the ballot. All of us ought to want any candidate who has a lot of people who want to vote for him. And Bobby Kennedy in the most recent polls is polling at 20 to 24%. So millions of people, you know, 35 or 40 million people want to vote for him. So we should all be angry if 35 or 40 million people get disenfranchised, in the same way that we should be angry at this process of trying to keep Donald Trump off the ballot, because those are also tactics to disenfranchise voters.
Agreed. And kudos to Kennedy for being fair-minded, as I think everyone should be, and being able to say, even if he doesn't support Donald Trump, what's happening to him is not right. And too few people are willing to say that today for all kinds of reasons. Is there any final word you have to say? My little final word is, I try to tell people, whether it's Bobby Kennedy, Donald Trump, or any other politician, when they see these narratives, intelligence officials signing a letter before the election, or people in the media all of a sudden saying that Kennedy's anti-Semitic, they need to understand these movements that suddenly appear kind of out of thin air and that are picked up universally with similar language being used in the media to describe it and similar voices saying the same thing. They need to understand that many times those are propaganda operations. So those shouldn't cue you to believe automatically what the people are saying, no matter how many are saying it. In fact, the more voices who are saying it, you should at least think to yourself, I need to ask questions about who's behind the effort to make me want to think this way. You know, dig a little deeper so that you're not subjected to propaganda and then you accept this stuff as fact because so many people are saying the same thing. What is your last word today?
Yeah, I mean, there's a George Orwell quote that says that, you know, at certain times in history, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And I think that, you know, one of the things that draws so many people to Bobby Kennedy is that he really tells the truth. And so, you know, that's dangerous if you're a corrupt public official or if you're a big greedy corporation that's trying to take over the world or some segment of the world. So he's a real threat to those kinds of plans. And the idea that when you're lying to the public, you then go out and you say that everybody else is a danger, that Donald Trump is a big danger to democracy, so you're willing to dismantle democracy to get rid of him. You know, those are, you know, if people think about that for 5 minutes, they would recognize that when you dismantle democracy, it's probably gone forever. And so first of all, you know, maybe these people are not a threat to the future of the United States. Maybe Donald Trump isn't a threat. Maybe Bobby Kennedy isn't a threat. Maybe it's all these people who are claiming that they're trying to protect us really are a threat, and that they should look at what's been going on and demand and say, you know, this isn't democracy. And I don't care if I agree with Donald Trump or Bobby Kennedy. What I care about is protecting the future of democracy and protecting people's rights and protecting the rights of people who I disagree with. And I think that that could be the beginning of winning this battle, because this is an incredible battle. And like I said before, you know, it would just be a mess if what happens in the next 6 to 12 months is that state after state is just taking people off the ballot. We should want it to be easy for a candidate who has a real backing to get on the ballot. And that's what I'm going to fight for. And that's what I think anyone who watches this show ought to care about and get involved in, is that this is about defending the principles upon which this country was founded, not about a particular candidate.
Tony, thanks for the interview.
In this age of a highly controlled media landscape, it's never been more important to fight the heavy hand of censorship and support truly independent journalism. Go to CherylAxson.com and click on the Store tab for a great way to do that. There are all kinds of fun and functional products designed specifically for independent and free thinkers like you, featuring slogans like, I tested positive for critical thinking, and I need to find some new conspiracy theories, all my old ones came true. proceeds support independent journalism causes like the ION Awards for off-narrative accurate reporting. Go to CherylAckison.com and click the store tab today. Thanks for listening, everybody. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast and that if you did, you'll leave us a great review, subscribe, and share it with your friends. Check out my other podcast, Full Measure After Hours. And now you can support independent journalism causes by visiting CherylAckison.com and clicking on the store tab. There are some thought-provoking and fun products designed exclusively for independent and free thinkers like you, such as products with the slogan, I need to find some new conspiracy theories. All my old ones came true. Proceeds benefit independent reporting causes. Do your own research, make up your own mind, think for yourself.